This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Not snowed out tonight, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, despite the weather. And, you know, sometimes that just happens. And it's Tuesday night, so that means we're going to be talking with one young Rob Morse. You know, he's the guy that is part of the Polite Society podcast. He's part of... he's a featured writer at Ammo Land, self-defense gun, Slowfax WordPress blog and Clash Daily, and also has Self-Defense Gun Stories, the podcast. And he's somewhere in Louisiana as we speak. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. You sound better today. That's great to hear.
You know what I have to do now?
I
have to sleep with my head between two air purifiers.
All right. If that's what it takes, one step at a time.
That seems to be working, yeah. That does. It is working out today. That's cool. So, anyway, but thank you for noticing. I am working hard at it because we got a class coming up in June.
Yes.
So, when we're doing the class, when they say, Bill, it's time for you to go do this, I don't want to be like you hear a thud beside you, some dust come up and...
Yeah, right.
I just want to go over there and just do it, you know, just go ahead and do that.
You have audience all across the country, and down here in the South, it's about time for the cars to all turn green as the pollen settles on them every night.
Yeah.
Our friends that don't even know they had allergies come down here and go, oh my gosh, what happened?
Yeah.
Yep. Swimming in it.
In the upstate of South Carolina, we've had the pollen. And everybody was getting nice and settled into the allergy season when suddenly the cold, rainy weather came back. And now the pollen's being washed away. And instead we'd get to it's just one never ending thing.
So other than hearing Sheriff Scott Israel tell us that it's not his fault.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out that. He, in fact, said, hey, you know, we think that people should concealed carry in mosques. Here, let me help you train, but not schools and churches. What else you want to talk about today?
I've got this one question that I'm asking a lot of people. Alan Corwin's going to be on here with me on Thursday, and I'm going to ask him
this. Oh, good.
I'm trying to find some legal people here, and I've actually had this discussion, but here's the deal. If I roll up on somebody, if I roll up on a cop and he's on his back,
right,
and he has a perpetrator on top of him, and that guy's trying to kill that cop, I can roll up on that perpetrator. I can get some of his DNA on top of my gun when I slap him with it, and
right,
then I can shoot him as many times as it takes to stop him.
Right.
But if, by law, if I roll up on a school and police are already there, and they're not going in, and there's murders going on in the school... By law, I should not be entering that school at that point, once they take control of the scene.
And you and I think the law be damned.
Well, yeah, we do think the law be damned, but I mean, it comes down to this, you know, if we had rolled up on Parkland, right, which I know somebody that was going to roll up on Parkland, that's why, this is what is the whole thing that has precipitated this. I'm supposed to watch and listen while children, possibly one of mine, gets murdered while the cops sit out and don't do anything. By law, I have to do that.
Right. And that's what's so painful. We now have public officials who are so behind the times that lay people like you and I admit you and I are not the average Joe, but all we've done is read public information on public violence in self-defense. You and I know that it's no longer a case of we're going to set up a perimeter, we're going to call in a negotiator, we're going to wait for SWAT. We threw that old model away with Columbine.
Right.
And here we have people in Florida who are behind our legislators, and you correctly point out, are way behind the times, too, when they say, oh, you know, armed people shouldn't come in to intervene. That just complicates things. And you'll hear the anti-gun people say, well, what are the police to do if there's, you know, a armed civilian on scene? And the answer is pretty much lead follower, get the heck out of the way.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it would practically work out, I'm sure. You know, I was asking this question of a police officer out in Wisconsin the other day. He's in Wisconsin. I said, so if you roll up on a scene and you got to go into the school by yourself, when we hear shooting in there, and if I come up to you and tap you on the shoulder and go, young man, I'll take the left side. You're supposed to tell me, no, I can't let you go. But if we're in the middle of a riot and you're about to be torn limb from limb, I can tap you on the shoulder and say, I'll tell you what, young man, I'll take the left side. And then everything is okay.
Yes, we're that. Our public thinking, our degree of grappling with complex problems is so behind the times that you've accurately described that conundrum. You're on it, Bill. Look. The myths that we live by, what are we supposed to do in these various cases? Also, our distilled wisdom, let's give ourselves the benefit of the doubt, changes very slowly. And for our politics and our laws to catch up with it, I mean, when you think about it, hey, Columbine, an hour later, a bunch of SWAT cops all over the United States went, well, that stinks. That we can't wait for that ever again. You guys go. And a bunch of guys who, you know, buckle up every day went, guess it's up to me and my partner. And then very quickly we went, no, not even you and your partner, just you. If the first guy there goes, it'd be great if you had a partner. I don't care if it's, you know, the animal control officer and a forest ranger. First two guys that respond, you're it, go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and this sort of butts up against something because there have been Supreme Court decisions where people have taken police departments to court, and the Supreme Court has held that police officers cannot be obligated to protect any one particular individual.
Right.
So that's the law. That's settled case law today. And on the other hand, we have this policy. So these guys in Parkland, by law, by settled case law, were within their rights. They were perfectly okay with doing that, no matter what the policy may have been.
Right. Yes, you're absolutely right that law enforcement has no duty to defend us.
Right.
What you and I think they should have done, what the body politic has learned, we're miles past law. Law will catch up to us in 20 to 30 years.
Sure.
We just have to lead the way until then. And you, thinking of this conversation, or what we were going to talk about, and it sounds so much like Alan Corwin, I want to make sure he hasn't said this already, but a parent who's, you know, walking through the school parking lot, a bus driver, cafeteria, some school staff, some adult there, not necessarily the school resource officer. Aren't those really the last responders, not the first responder?
Yeah.
Because in theory, all these problems were taken care of by parents. Oh, that didn't work by social workers. Oh, that didn't work by doctors. Then by police. Then maybe the FBI. And by the time it gets down for the teacher to defend the kids, that's the last resort. We're nearly out of options.
Yeah. Yeah. Coming up on the first break, you can find Rob's stuff just literally anywhere or everywhere. iTunes, online as far as Amoland.com, Slowfacts WordPress blog, and ClashDaily.com. All over the place. It's just everywhere. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Pomeroy and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I want to do a quick shout out. He knows who he is. He's right now sunning himself like a recovering lizard on some deck at a VA hospital in Arizona. I want to do a quick shout out to Desert Eagle, longtime listener and good friend of the show. He's recovering from surgery. Outstanding. I don't like my listeners being down for the count. Don't like them at all. Don't like the ninjas. The ninjas need to be upright and fighting. And he's got a lot of guns to build, too. Joined again by, Rob Morse. You know, if I give you his resume, we'll be done. So, Let me ask you a question, Rob. Do you, and you tell me how far down the rabbit's hole I need to, how I don't need to go down the rabbit's hole, if that's okay with you. When I was having this discussion with this police officer in Wisconsin, one of the things he was telling me is that if I walk up on him, he does not know how much training I have.
Right.
Now, I asked this guy two questions. I was like, my first question was, how many people do you know they're going to walk up to you and offer to go into an active firefight with you? Whether it's shots fired or whatever. And, you know, I don't look at it as an active shooter anymore. I look at it as a rampage killer. So if they're going to be rampaging, most people run from that. So right away, I would think you should get some kudos for that one. Do you believe that we might possibly need to consider it sometime down the street to have little miniature certificates of training that we could carry with us to show when we, and you know, they can be good for like a year or something, because police officers qualify what, annually?
Right. Right. I get it. Okay. Let's take this other example.
Sure.
School resource officer, something's going on. He calls for help. Cop rolls up. These two guys probably don't have the same training. One, a lot of times, and as was the case in Florida, the SRO is not the most demanding job on the force.
Oh, no.
Now, we could argue that if we want to protect our kids, it should be. Let's not make it the retirement in place position. Okay. Or to turn it another way. It's not even a standard law enforcement. It's a detective. It's anybody who has a remote affiliation with law enforcement. Again, could be an animal control warden who is the closest guy to show up. Could be an EMT who also concealed carries. And the cop, and the rules are, you've got somebody to mind your back, let's go.
Right.
Because the shots are not waiting for the perfect response. Those are lives. Those are heartbeats that are bleeding out. We need to take care of the problem. So it's the issue of accreditation is usually what people worry about after the fact. And first responders, I mean, if it's a medical emergency, I'm going, if it's bleeding, here, push here. I'm not going to ask when you were last trained.
Right. Yeah, that's well.
Sorry. Are you certified to push on that wound? Oh, then we'll have to let the poor kid bleed out.
You know, dude told me the police officer told me that he had been sworn. You know, their policy was that if he walked past his own wounded child, that he had to do that to do that. And I said, but let me ask you a question: isn't there a point where police come to this part of diminishing returns, like a la Hurricane Sandy, Hurricane Katrina, L.A. riots, to where at a certain point you're looking around and you need some civilian augmentation? Isn't that actually a fact? And if that is actually a case where a good citizen could help you and you would be willing to take that help, why wouldn't you take it in an event where you have to go do a little fire maneuver inside a building?
Right. Well, and it's no, you're spot on. Remember the CERT programs, civilian emergency responder training,
right,
where in cases of earthquake, fire, flood, hurricane, they go, hi, your lady, your neighbor next door with the broken ankle, that's awesome because we're a week out from getting to her with a regular ambulance, you know. We got lines down, trees down, power lines flooded. If you can tape her and get her into a small boat and get her out of there, it's Houston again. And that's
right,
exactly what people do in those situations. So we've got a cop who's a little bit behind the times.
Yeah, well, I don't know that he was, you know, he was actually saying this is actually a conversation that needs to be had.
Yeah, and okay. Then awesome that he recognizes it.
Yeah. And this part, but it just simply stuns me that I'm supposed to be a grandparent or a parent. I'm supposed to roll up on this building. And because I can't prove to some people that I might be looking at, and don't get me wrong, police officers, that being a police officer is a lot like being a soldier. It's a young man's game.
Yes.
But if you're not going to go in there, this whole thing about this is a school, that means nothing to me. I'm going in there. Right. I know where my child is. I will find them. And you can come with me if you want. And you can arrest me later if you want.
Right.
But I'm going in, and if you shoot me, shoot me in the back and make sure it doesn't hurt that much. Hit me in the head.
I'm going to make a prediction, Bill. If you go past your grandchild, I know you that well, his room, and it's locked down, and there's a green piece of paper over the window that says, "We're good, keep going," I don't know that you're just going to stand there, because she's not going to open the door for you.
Sure.
Right. I predict you'd keep you going, and here's how I'll prove it to you. It's not school. It's church. And somebody does something inappropriate, and there's gunfire. Yes, your family's going to hit the deck. Once that's done, it's all hands on deck to try and stop that killer from hurting people we love. The notion that, oh, I'm sorry, we're not the certified correctly uniformed responder, I don't think thinking that way is very appropriate.
Well, I don't think so either. But
it would be now. And what you're saying, isn't this great? You're talking about a social revolution where our institutions haven't caught up with reality. And let's face it, for all the avant-garde talk from the newspapers, entertaining them with a new idea that the way we've done things in the past, particularly anything that advocates individual responsibility, they're kind of standing there like deer in the headlights, bugs on the windshield, for that matter.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. This is a conversation that nobody's having in the mainstream, but we're going to have it here. And this is actually something that needs to be, I think, at some point addressed.
Nice.
But in the meantime, Rob Morris, you can catch him on iTunes with both of his podcasts. He's involved with Polite Society and Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, in addition to where he writes at Ammo Land, at Slow Facts WordPress blog, and at Clash Daily. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest is Rob Morse. One thing, Rob, I didn't tell you this. Now, I'm plugged into a different input on my board, so that may also explain why I may sound a little better.
Ah. I like the new bumper music, too.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of new ones in there. They're just mixed in with the old ones, and I just don't hear them that often. So I
Gosh, are you next? I'll have to, if it sounds so different, I'll have to check the name on the door to make sure I'm in the right place next time.
Yeah. Well, you know. It'll be the right place. So anyway,
you were talking about, in sort of the Matrix fantasy world. Yeah, I guess some guy has a barcode and a cop walks up, scans him, and immediately recognizes that. Oh, yes, you're a qualified first responder in this situation. How do you think this could play out, Bill?
Say that one more time for me.
How do you think the issues of first responders should play out? By definition, time is at a premium.
They refer to a school shooting as an exigency. So,
right.
Supposedly that means it exceeds an emergency, and you don't have the luxury, if you're law enforcement, of waiting. But that's policy, right? It's policy. It's not a requirement. Supreme Court's already put it out there. To me, and I hate to put it this way because I support law enforcement, but if you're not going to be of that mindset, you maybe need to think about getting out of the business. If you're not going to be, all right, I'm going in. And if you're not going to be, all right, I'm going in, then you definitely need to be of the mindset, oh, what, you want to go in? Okay, you go ahead.
Right. Did you see the, they were made public, a number of letters to deputies from sheriffs? The two cases that I saw were both from Texas, where the sheriff said, hi, guys, here's the standard. If this happens, you're expected to go in.
Right.
If you have a problem with that, let your supervisor know and we'll find other duties for you.
Sure.
You and I expected that. Had you seen it yet in the news?
I had not seen it, but I do think that should be a requirement, that if they're going to, if you're going to be in a car and you're going to take calls and you're going to respond, I mean, you know, statistically speaking, the domestic call is the most dangerous one for them to go on.
Right.
Pulling somebody over is a very dangerous thing for them to do. If you're going somewhere where you know something's happening, I think that should be looked at as any other man with a gun or woman with a gun, although it's going to be a man if it's a school shooter. So,
I think one of the first ones was a girl, and did you read where they recently found this gal who, she didn't want to shoot everybody in school. She was making up poison gas to kill everybody.
No, I did not see that one. I missed that.
It's when people come apart, they don't do it by half measure.
Well, wow. Not nowadays. I mean, that's the other thing. You know, when you and I were going through school, which you were 4 years ahead of me, how old are you?
62.
Okay, so you were 5 years ahead of me. Big deal. There was some schools we would have gone to together. When we were going to school, this was never, ever a thing.
No.
This didn't hardly ever, I mean, it happened, but it never happened to the degree that is happening now. And this is not about guns, because the AR-15 predates my birth.
Right.
So it was there. Hey,
dang, that makes me feel old, Bill. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, why?
Oh, no. Isn't it interesting to think about that old rifle? Yeah, before I was born, you know, the AR.
Yeah. Well, you weren't born the same year as the AR, were you?
No. Just a little before.
Yeah. So, you know, it's old technology. And despite what those people without their, you know, ARs, Armalite.
Right.
And the Armalite pit rifle at the time, it started out life as a semi-automatic only civilian rifle, didn't it?
Right. Right. They jazzed it up for the military.
Yep. So.
For the Air Force, if memory serves.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a rifle that was designed, unlike the other rifles. I don't know the Garand being designed for the for civilians first. So all that being said, despite the fact that there were guns when you and I were growing up, and there were no background checks when you and I were growing up, and there were mental health facilities. And maybe that's the problem. There were mental health facilities when we were growing up.
Right.
There were places to put people like that.
And there were three channels that kind of turned off at 10 o'clock. There weren't screens. There weren't synthetic realities. One thing we haven't heard about the Parkland murderer, and I'm eager to find out, was this kid immersed in violent video games? They often are. I've yet to see one who wasn't, because with the exception of some sociopaths who just don't have a conscience to begin with.
Right. They're just born that way.
If you start with any kind of conscience, it killing other people's tough. And if you don't believe me, people go, oh, that's not true. I go, really? Think of what it would take for you just to defend yourself. A large segment of our population is so opposed to violence, they won't even defend themselves, let alone want to hurt others. And then we get people on the other extreme.
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, how do you explain the physiological reactions that cops go through when they get in a shootout?
Right.
That they're not sitting there going, well, okay, that's another one. Let's go to Clancy's for a Pabst Blue Ribbon. They're not doing that. They're projectile vomiting, and they've got the shakes, and they're crying, and they've got everything else.
Right. Even though they, I mean, I've had a cop say, look, when you run into trouble, you call me. The guy that gets in a fight with the guy acting crazy, that's me half the time. And just being involved in that much physical violence day after day, and yet when you have to notch it up where someone's life, I mean, they see a wreck and they're affected.
Right.
They take a life. Perfect shoot. No alternative. And it still tears at them. That's what makes it just such a brutally tough job.
Yeah. So,
bless their hearts. It's tough.
Having said all that, though, I think that now we exist in a different time. There was no social media, so that was You know,
right.
we didn't put up with that. We didn't have mobile phones. We didn't have the plethora of things that we didn't have. We had three channels on television. It was a simpler time. The other thing we didn't have is they didn't walk up to you, and if you were little Rob Morse, they didn't say, well, let's just go ahead and medicate you there, son, because you're obviously a boy.
Yeah, I worry about that. I don't think we've heard the last of what it means when we medicate a broad swath of our society strictly from the what is known medically. If you apply this drug to a few people, you may get this response. But when you're doing it to thousands, millions of people, do you have unexpected responses that may dull the conscience?
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
Not just that. I mean, you know, I was listening when I was trying to quit smoking before I had the heart attack. I was listening to a Chantix commercial.
Right.
And it told, you know, that some side effects, if you feel side effects to where you may want to kill yourself, notify your doctor. Like, well, why would I want to quit smoking if I'm going to kill myself? Coming up on the next break, Rob Morse, you can find his stuff at iTunes. You can find it on Stitcher Radio, all kinds of places. What you're going to find is Self-Defense Gun Stories or the Polite Society Podcast or both. And you can, if you want to read his stuff, if you want to see it on the e-print, check it out on the web at Slow Facts WordPress blog. Check it out at ClashDaily.com and at Amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Rob Morse this evening. We're going to the class, he and I. It'll be interesting to see what kind of situational settings we get put in at Tactical Response, won't it?
Well, this is his intro course. This is his take all comers. So I don't know that we're going to get all that tactical. I'm thinking it's more of a tune-up of the basics.
Yeah, we'll see.
and you and I should perform to higher standards, Bill.
Yes, I totally agree. I totally intend to go out there to his class and shock him and his entire cadre.
Just so, how squared away you are. Good thinking. Well,
and the only way for me to do that is to be not gasping all the time.
Back on your bike yet? Have you been able to?
I
get
am not.
That far?
The weather is horrible here right now. We had pollen, and then now it's raining. So that part, I can't get past that. But I'm looking forward to getting on it, and you know, we have a little time to work our way up that way. So
we do. You were talking about police and what civilians might do in a situation where the police need assistance or are actually just out of their depth. They're not there when the need arises.
Right.
I had two self-defense gun stories that involved policemen. Okay. I want to bring them up just so that we get this to another perspective on this. Are you an approved responder? So let's say you're driving down Main Street. It's Utah. And you see a cop over there. Well, the lights are there. The policeman's not standing next to your vehicle. You go past it, and the policeman's on the ground. In fact, there's a guy on top of him beating the cop. And you go, that's not the way this is supposed to work.
Mm-mm.
You're a concealed carrier. You're able to pick up on those subtle clues. You stop your car. You get out. You run over and start yelling, "Hey, quit hitting the officer." Well, that doesn't work. As you get closer, you draw your gun, and that works when the guy sees, oh, this one's armed. The perpetrator jumps up, runs away. You don't chase him. Fine, let him go. Someone had already called for backup. You're checking on the officer. You get the gun put away. Pretty soon, there are a lot of policemen around, and, okay, that eventually gets sorted out. The cop had broken bones in his face that were worried about him losing his eye. And who's not surprised, the attacker had a lengthy police record, probably sure, mental illness and drugs. But that's not that unusual. It's not so common that we go, here, it's part of concealed carry training, but there was one in North Carolina just last week. You notice a police car, and these guys now are he pulled somebody over in a van. The officer and the guy are wrestling in the ditch at the side of the road. The bad guy's going for the cop's gun. It's a real furball. And rather than just be a good witness and, you know, change the radio channel as you drive by because you didn't want to hear it, you stop, you run over, you present your firearm. That's enough to convince the criminal he doesn't want to get involved with a gunfight. The policeman subdues the criminal. You holster your gun. This guy was cooking meth in the van. Not the sharpest bulb in the drawer. Hmm. But again, the policeman didn't say, oh, I'm sorry, are you qualified to respond to lend emergency first aid in to help yourself or others? They said, thank goodness you were there. And I think that's what's going to happen if we see exigent situations in schools. Come one, come all, bring what you got.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. The thing I think that school shooting is going to last how long?
About 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah. So the likelihood that we are going to have that much time to marshal a big old force of civilians ready to go is probably, unless it happens right when school's getting out. And then that's going to be a big logistical cluster. So
it's typically the people who are already on site have to solve the problem.
Right. Yeah. But the wild card here is there should be something in place if the cops don't go in.
Yeah.
If they opt to not go in, and the fact that I have to sit there by law or run the risk of being shot or detained or arrested or whatever while I'm trying to go in there and save my... I can save my kid any other way I want to. Anywhere else in the United States where my permit is valid, I can do whatever I got to do as long as I'm within the law as far as the application of lethal force. And just by virtue of it being a school, I'm consigned to their death.
Now, you do remember that police officers from an adjoining district, not even the town that Parkland was in, they rolled up, they saw the deputies and said, not us, follow
they
me or
in.
Or
yeah.
get up. And was it the I think it was a base a guy who's help his a guy who was a police officer, he was just helping his wife who happens to be part of the athletics department at the school.
Right.
He's out there watering the baseball diamond or something. And this happens. He does a little first aid and then he sees a cop and the cop goes, here's my secondary arm. Let's go. I think that's going to be the rule. That should be the rule.
Well, whatever the rule is, they're going to have to address the fact that if there are cops there, right, and this is the way it was explained to me by the Wisconsin cop. If there are cops there, they have secured the crime scene. They are now in charge. That's fine. If you want to be in charge, take charge. But being in charge does not mean let's wait till it's done.
Right.
Let's wait till he suicides.
Or
the only reason he didn't kill more people was because he was trying to shoot at people through a storm window.
Right.
And I don't know where in the timeline that falls, but I'd be willing to bet it falls in the timeline to where if that resource officer had gone in and engaged, he might not have done that. And that's just dumb luck that he didn't kill those people because that was in place.
Right.
So
this is almost grisly and tell me to stop.
Sure.
These murderers are getting better. They've learned about shelter in place. Oh,
yeah.
Now I'm the only knucklehead in the hall and I can't get in the doors.
Well, this guy.
Go ahead.
This guy right here. He had a perfect plan. He went in there with everything covered up. He did his thing. He put on his gas mask and his weapon, and he started going. He popped smoke and pulled alarms. And then when he was done, he just left all of his stuff there and went out with the kids and went and got a soda.
Yep. It was, I think, an hour before they picked him up.
Yeah.
We're running into problems that are evolving faster than our politics and politicians can keep track of them. They're not going to be the solution.
Yeah, and the thing, you know, when I saw that and I heard that they had picked him up a mile away from the site, my first thought was, how'd they know it was him?
Because the deputy who didn't do anything to stop him gave a description and announced, hey, this is a known problem, and he showed up at school.
Yeah.
Great. Great. Yeah.
So I don't think we're going to see any gun control come out of this, but I do think that there's a lot of questions that need to be asked about this, and we need to get away from the subterfuge that is the student activist that, you know, they're already beginning to wane. I don't know if you...
I wonder if this hasn't backfired. I'm writing about it.
It has.
In the sense that I'm trying to get hard numbers that NRA membership is up.
I went and joined them, and I've never been a member of the NRA. Well, I haven't been a member of the NRA since the 90s.
Oh, you would drink for that.
Yeah, yeah. So I
thank you.
So they've increased by one.
So for all of the listeners, I can't offer that offer to all of you. So when you see me at NRA, don't keep coming up and say, I owe you. I just can't do it for everybody, but I can do it for Bill.
He'll be the one wearing the shirt saying, I bought the drink for stupid, and I'd be pointing to him. And I'll be right there on that side where the arrow's going, so everybody will know. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir. We will do it again next week.
My pleasure, Bill.
Very good. We have hour number two inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.